How do you feel?
I feel fine.
Can you expand on that a little bit? It's been kind of a tumultuous week or so. I mean, I think of you as a coach. I think of you as a guy who wants to go to work, who expects to go to work, who expects to go to games, and suddenly that doesn't happen. I mean, what has this last week or two been like for you?
Well, it's been, you know, obviously it's been trying, but I got a letter from a fighter bomb squadron who had a torn retina or detached retina today in as an email, and you know he talked about his struggles and things like that. So I'm not the only one that has to go through these kind of things. It's I have to figure out a way how to fix this football team and where we're going from there. And so, obviously I have to take my health into consideration. And I've got I had another surgery on Friday morning and had a good report from the doctor Saturday morning. And I'm going back to see him either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Hopefully I'll have another good report. And, and then we'll go from there. We'll see what he says. And, I have to be smart and listen to the doctor.
Has that been hard to do? To this point, to listen to the doctors, as competitive as you are, and as obviously as concerned as you are about the state of this team and trying to right the ship here for the last 4 weeks?
Well, I mean, I feel like that I've let an awful lot of people down, the players, the fans, the the coaches, because, there's a lot of people counting on me. So, that makes it a little bit more difficult, but, I have to try to manipulate things to do the best that I can for everyone involved.
Take us back to what happened that forced the emergency surgery, where something had obviously gone awry, and that led to the fact that then you were unable to coach against Dallas. What can you, I'm not asking you to get technical, but what happened that forced that surgery, and how concerned were you at that point about your eye?
Well, I was supposed to go get the surgery Friday morning, and I basically asked the doctor. I said, is there a chance of me going blind before Friday? And he didn't think so. And then we had the walkthrough Wednesday afternoon, I guess it was. And I went home and I was looking at my, game sheets and things that I do. And I could tell that my vision was getting worse. And so I called Eric, Sugarman, the trainer, and he called the doctor and. And actually, the doctor was in another office, and he said he was coming back by his other office at 5:30, and I should meet him there. And told me not to eat or drink anything just in case I had to have surgery. But basically, the vision was becoming my field of vision was declining very much, and so they took a scan. They did what they do. They look in your eye, and then said we need to get you over and get you operated on.
Did you have to be convinced by others to not coach the Dallas game? How did that play out? How did you come to that decision? Or, like as I said, were you advised and very strongly that we know you're thinking you're letting down the team, but you got to worry about your health right now?
There was an awful lot of discussion about what went into the game, and then the more people that I talked to and the more that, persuaded me was that it was the right thing to do.
What was it like when you talked to the team that morning? Players talked about it, and they said it was quite emotional for them. What was it like for you?
Emotional.
Was it hard to even get through?
Yes.
What was the? Can you give me a little sense of what the message was you were trying to convey in that situation?
Basically, that I would never let him down. I would never, I would never abandon them. That I would, be with them every possible moment that I could be. And it was just unfortunate that, this is what this has to be for this one particular time.
The media reports were that you listened to the game on the radio. You did not watch. Is that true? And what if it is? What was that like?
It's not true, no.
Oh, so you did watch?
Yes.
Okay. There were no restrictions on that.
No.
Same question, though. I mean, it had to be kind of an out-of-body experience, or at least you feel like I'm supposed to be in that building. I'm supposed to be on the sidelines trying to make the calls and make the plays. What was it hard not to jump out of your chair? What was that like?
Well, yeah, I was supposed to not get excited and, you know, things like that, and I did a pretty good job for the most part till kind of the end of the football game, I think. But, it was hard, I guess. I mean, you just do what you got to do, and, you know, but, you know, and maybe it gave me a little different perspective on seeing the team play as well. I don't know. Obviously, I wish I would have been there and had the opportunities to try to help the football team best I could, but I think the coaches did a good job, throughout the course of the ball game, and obviously the players, for the most part, did some good things.
I thought, at least from the outside again, from the being at the stadium, that the team seemed run as if it were run pretty well on the sidelines. That there wasn't a lot of panic going on. There weren't a lot of people running around, you know, with their heads cut off. What did you see? What did you observe on that? And why the decision that Prefer would be the guy who would sort of be in that head coaching position?
Well, a few weeks ago, there was a possibility that a lot of these things could have happened and I might not be able to fly. And if that was the case, I could possibly be gone for a few weeks. And so Rick and I had talked about this for a while, and I felt it was best that the offensive and defensive coaches, you know, continued on with the things they have to do, and and I thought that, you know, Mike is involved in a lot of the situational stuff throughout the game anyway with the special teams, and you know, there's typically not near as many special teams plays as there are as the offense and defensive plays, so I've just figured it would be the best way to go.
The game itself, afterwards, Robinson was very tough on the refs, and there was obviously the late non-call on Bradford, although there may have also been, I think, a false start that could have been called on that play. I thought that the outcome was more about the mistakes that you guys did make, the fumble, and that the offense struggled to take advantage of some terrific defense, even the time your defense gave the offense the ball, I think, right in the red zone, and you ended up with 3 rather than 7. What was your view of the officiating and, you know, how that game played out?
You know, the officiating is the officiating. I don't, you know, did they miss some? Probably. But really what had to do with it is our inability to, we have 2 penalties on special teams, which makes the offense start the ball inside the 20-yard line. We have a penalty on 3rd and 1. We have 1 guy go in the game for 1 guy and gets a false start penalty. We have, the penalty to tie the football, for the 2-point try to try there. We have the muffed punt. What's beaten us isn't the officials. What's beaten us is our undisciplined nature that we have with this football team at this particular point in time.
You've now, I think, lost 6 of 7. You're still very much in this race. I don't have to tell you, but again, you have 4 games in front of you, but you can't keep losing at this pace and stay in this thing. So is that part of the big message is we can't have some of the especially against a good team like Dallas, but any team, that you can't have some of the breakdowns that you just referred to? There's no margin for error at this point?
We have no margin for error, and there's an old saying that you can't start winning until you stop losing, and right now we're losing those football games. The scoreboard says we got beat again, 2 against Detroit and the 1 against Dallas, but in reality, we beat ourselves in all those ball games, and that's a reflection on me and a reflection on this football team, and quite frankly, I don't like it.
If you keep losing, is AP less likely to come back this season?
I have no idea. I don't know if he's coming back or if he's thinking about coming back or if we lose or whatever. My only focus is about Jacksonville, and I'll worry about all those things when that happens.
Tell me about Jacksonville. Not a very good record. What do you make of that club and the challenge on Sunday down there?
Well, they're very good defensively. They're sixth in the league defensively. I think they're fourth against the pass or something like that. They're very disciplined in the things they do defensively. They play with a lot of extra safety in the box. You know, the defense is very similar to what Seattle does. Almost every one of their ball games has been, 3 points, 6 points, whatever, and they've turned the ball over some. So there's no games in this league that you can't go out and perform and expect to win. So we need to go out and perform. We need to eliminate the mistakes that we're making that are causing us to lose, and we need to focus on our jobs. And the other thing I told the team today is we need to quit worrying about being splintered offensively. Just do your job and shut the heck up.
You mean the units barking back and forth? Is that what
It's the EEF problem. Everyone else's fault.
Gotcha.
Look in the mirror and point at yourself, and then let's go.
Are you going against doctor's wishes by traveling with the team to Jacksonville this quickly and coming back this quickly?
No, I don't. I mean, I'll see the doctor today or tomorrow. I don't know when I'm seeing him, but no, he hasn't told me that I can't do anything.
Because can you clarify, those of us who don't understand this thing, there was some feeling that originally, well, if you were going to coach this game, you'd have to drive because of the, cabin pressure and the pressure on the eye. Well, does that enter into any of this?
It would have, but when they did this last surgery, they take some fluid out of your eye, and then they inject some other fluid into your eye. And if they inject an oxygen bubble or an oxygen whatever it is, you cannot fly. They did not put that kind of – they put an oil-based substance in my eye as opposed to a oxygen-based substance, apparently. And so with this, you don't have that restriction of not flying.
Have they told you right now, Zim, what the prognosis is in terms of, is your sight pretty good right now? Where are we at in terms of knowing how this is going to end up?
Well, I don't know. I'll find out, a lot more. The report Saturday morning was the retina is attached. Mm. It looks great. Everything looks good. Again, I'm going in, I have to have this monitored probably weekly now for the next several months, and I'm just trying to get it fixed. I'm not concerned about I'm concerned, but I'm not, the long-term prognosis is what it is, and I'll ask more questions as we continue to move forward.
Last question on this is, you I'm sure have heard, probably even people have written to you and said, there's a lot of folks on the outside saying he's got to think bigger picture. As much of a coach as he is, and how important this is to him, because this is about his health, this is about his eyesight, this isn't anything to mess around with. And so take the slow road, Zim. If you miss another game, it's not the end of the world. Be cautious with your approach to this. What do you say to that opinion?
I say I'm going to do what the doctors tell me to do. I understand that the seriousness of the issue, of the, what it is, and, if they tell me that it's in my best interest to sit in a box during the game, or it's my best interest to not go to the game, or there's a possibility of me losing my eyesight in this eye, then I'm going to listen to them. But if they, I think there's a lot of speculation out there that says that I'm not doing what the doctors are telling me to do, and I don't believe that's right. Now, maybe they don't understand the pressures that I have with my job, but and I'll explain that better to him when I talk to him about the things that, there's certain things that I'm not supposed to do right now. Looking up is one of them. I'm not supposed to, I'm supposed to look at a horizon down. I'm not supposed to be lifting anything heavy. I'm not supposed to be jumping up and down and jarring my, there's several things I've been told to do that I'm being very, very careful with, because I understand the importance of this and importance of having, my eyesight. So, but I'll get into a lot more of these questions and things with him when I see him.
And so is that going to be when the final decision is made, or as far as you're feeling and knowing, you're going to be in Jacksonville?
Well, I'm planning on being in Jacksonville, yes. I mean, you know, unless, I mean, you know, I could go there this afternoon and the guy says, we need to do this surgery again. Or he could, I mean, there's a lot of speculation that could happen. Or he could say, hey, you're good to go. Go ahead and, you know, enjoy yourself or whatever. So, you know, there's still a lot to be determined as we continue to move forward.
I appreciate your candor and your detail on this. Very helpful. I think a lot of people will learn a lot from this and hope it continues to go in the right direction, Zim. Thanks for the time.
Well, one of the things, too, Dan, and I'm probably as hard-headed as anybody, but, you know, if people are out there having floaters or flashes of light or things like that, or they feel like there's a, you know, their vision is moving, or they're, you know, like there's a drape closing on your vision, then they need to get it checked because it is serious business and probably more so than what they think.